the 12 water rights permits that were approved by the Department of Natural Resources this month are wide-ranging in purpose. But essentially, bundled together, they'll let Donlin pump up ground, river, and creek waters.
When it pumps out water, it will basically take a lot of this water out of Cricket Creek, and it needs a state water rights permit to do so.
That's Miley Tevi-Puljalern. She's a senior attorney with Earth Justice, the environmental law firm representing the six YK Delta tribes in their legal battles against the proposed mine. The tribes are the Ahuzaha Chamut Native Council, the Chulunawik Native Community, the Native Village of Eek, Tuluksak Native Council, Gwithluk IRA, and the Kasigluk Traditional Council. The water Donlin pumps out will be used for a range of mining operations, like providing running water to staff restrooms and kitchens, and drying out the ground for mine digging. Attorney Tevi-Puljalern likens the process to digging in a sandbox.
It's very difficult to dig a deep hole if the sand is wet, but it's a lot easier if it's dry. So that's what Donlin has to do. It has to pump out water in order to go deep.
The Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, first announced its intent to grant the permits back in December and opened up a 15-day public comment period. ONC opposed the comment period on the grounds that it was too short, and eventually DNR did too.
They recognized that there was some deficiency, and then they opened a second comment period.
By the time the second 15-day comment period opened, Tevi-Puljalern's firm was representing not only ONC, but the five other YK tribes who are speaking out against the mine. The tribes opposed the water rights permits, saying that removing that much water from the area could hurt the region's water supply and the water dwellers.
The tribes having worries about contamination, destruction of salmon habitat, and concerns about clean water being then turned into mine process water.
Other tribal concerns come from lack of consultation.
Those concerns just underscore the significance and the importance of tribal consultation, something that was completely lacking here and that tribes have repeatedly requested and the state has denied.
The Department of Natural Resources wrote in its decision that the lack of consultation is not against the law in its eyes. It also said that it believes the public comment process was sufficient for tribes to express their viewpoints. DNR also wrote in its decision that it believed water quality and fish habitat would not be damaged. DNR wrote that it based this viewpoint on the issuance of a separate state water quality certificate that the DEC commissioner approved last month. ONC has filed an appeal against that decision in the state superior court and plans to take it all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court if need be. The Department of Natural Resources has given the tribes a 20-day appeal period for the dozen water rights permits. The appeal period will expire next week. At this time, the tribes have not said if they plan to appeal or not. For its part, Donlin Gold says it applauds the Alaska Department of Natural Resources for the, quote, thorough review process, end quote, and the decision to grant the permits. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.